Monday is President's Day, a day to honor Washington, Lincoln, and Millard Fillmore. Well, maybe not Millard Fillmore, but to fill in some gaps of presidential knowledge, we turn to Esquire Magazine's A.J. Jacobs, the man who read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. Welcome back, A.J.
Thank you for having me.
I understand a number of presidents labored under a particular infirmity. Let me put it that way.
That is true. Buchanan, James Buchanan, was farsighted in one eye and nearsighted in the other. So the poor man, when he talked to people, he would have to tilt his head at a very bizarre angle. And I can't say for sure this ruined his dating life, but he did never marry.
He was the only bachelor, yes.
Only bachelor president, that's right.
Other presidents who struggled bravely with infirmities?
Well, just staying on the eye theme for one moment, this was not a president, but Ulysses S. Grant's wife, Julia, was cross-eyed and would only pose for portraits facing one side.
I actually knew that. My mother used to do a one-woman show as Julia Dent Grant.
That's great.
No, they're laughing in the control room. This is absolutely true. My mother was married to Ralph Newman, who was a very famous Lincoln scholar, and they would go to all these Lincoln things. And my mother just began to read about Julia Dent Grant, and so she began to do this one-woman show as Julia Dent Grant.
Just to keep on this theme for one more second, is that the encyclopedia has a bizarre number of cross-eyed references. I'm not sure why, but the philosopher René Descartes had a fetish for cross-eyed women, so no doubt he would have been smitten by Julia Grant.
I guess history is lucky they never met.
That's right.
I mean, gosh knows what Grant would have done with Richmond if he was nursing a broken heart because some French guy had waltzed off with Julia. Now, I understand that Grover Cleveland had some health problems in the White House, but he wanted to conceal them.
That's right. In 1893, Cleveland went on a, quote, sailing trip over the summer. But unbeknownst to the public, he was actually having a secret operation on a private yacht to remove jaw cancer.
On a boat? I mean, whoops.
It reminds me of that Saturday Night Live commercial with the Moyle.
The Moyle
in the back.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And finally, quite a hobby that President John Adams developed.
Yeah, this was one of the more bizarre. If I had to make a list of the five most bizarre facts in the encyclopedia, I think this one would make the list. Because it says that after he retired, John Adams would spend his mornings drinking hard cider and, quote, rejoicing at the size of his manure pile, unquote. So make of that what you will. He was a very proud farmer or maybe a disturbed man.
Well, AJ, always nice talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
A.J. Jacobs, his latest book is The Year of Living Biblically. This is NPR News.